episode with a 13 or 14. I'm ready.
This is Landon Nation. We're recording Gabrielle. Wait, is it Gabrielle or? Yeah, Gabrielle, not Gabriella.
Gabrielle.
Are you starting it?
We didn't discuss this.
I'll start this one. Merry Christmas. How you doing, Kelly? This is Mark.
Doing well, Mark. This is Kelly.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Throw a Kwanzaa in there. We'll throw everything out there. Everything is ready. It's that time of the year. It's freezing here. We got snow the other night.
It's actually quite cold here as well. We've had some freezing going on this week, and there's been frost in the mornings, and I've had to start my car to warm it up a couple of times. Getting hardcore down here.
Wait, let's see. Hey Siri, what's the temperature?
It's 31 degrees outside.
Say 31.
So let me see what my temperature is here. My temperature right now is 35.
Whoa, that is pretty cold for down there.
Yeah, I told you it's cold.
That's not warm. Wow.
Yeah, and I think the low was like 27 or something.
Wow. That's pretty chilly for down there.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's been dry at least. So like we're not getting like ice or snow or anything.
Do you bust out like big puffy socks for this time of the year?
So like I'm really not like a sock person.
Oh, really?
But I do have, yeah, like I just don't like socks, and I like don't really wear socks under shoes or anything.
Do I kick them off? Like I can't do this.
I don't know, I just am like not into socks, but yeah. I do have like these kind of like they're more like slippers, I guess, but kind of socks. I don't know, it's hard to explain. And I like wear those sometimes if it's really cold, just like around the house.
It's your compromise.
Yeah, I'm just like not really.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Not really like a sock person, but I do layer up a lot and I use blankets and, you know, everything like that.
Well, definitely tonight.
Space heaters. I'm like a space heater person.
One to the left, one to the right. You have two dogs laying on your feet.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're like going nuts because like it's cold outside. So they're like don't want to go outside, right? So like in the morning, they'll like pee real quick and then they're like banging on the door like, let us in. Like it's cold out here.
Toodles loves the cold. Like he waits for he loves the snow and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. He's a weirdo, but yeah, Merry Christmas. We're doing our, Bonanza Christmas episode.
Or, for Landon Nation, of course. So I've been calling it a very Michael Landon Christmas.
Yeah. I wish we had you know what? Do we have some Christmas music we can just throw into this? That'd be kind of, happy holidays.
It's the holiday season.
Silver and gold.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. I'm just going to Christmas music. I'm just going to throw it on. No, I don't want to listen to Phoebe Bridgers' Christmas mix. All right. I'm just going to put this on and you have to do it's a very special Landon Christmas.
Welcome to a very special Michael Landon Christmas.
You sure did.
Yeah, it sure is.
We do get sure is from Ben in this episode, actually.
Oh, really? I missed it.
Yeah, he does say it sure is.
We sure did.
I forget what point, but I mean, we'll probably get up to it as we're going through it. So,
I don't know if they say, do they say the word Christmas in this? I don't know if it actually...
Yeah, don't they say Christmas party?
All right, maybe. Oh, yeah, because he's like, we're going... Oh, did he say holiday? We have to listen.
I thought he said Christmas party.
Probably say Christmas.
I'm sure we'll break this down a little bit more as we're going, but when they're like, oh, this is going to be the biggest party we've ever thrown at the Ponderosa.
Yeah.
And it's them and one family.
It's the biggest one. I mean, maybe they're not lying.
So I was like, I guess our usual party is just the Cartwrights, like just, you know, the people who live there. So that they invited one family makes it like the biggest party.
Now, in all fairness, they're throwing the party for this blind girl, right? And they're like, there's 600 people here.
Yeah, they're like, oh, just bang around some pots and pans, make it sound like there are a lot of people here.
Hop, sing, fall over something again.
Yeah, yeah. Where was he during the party?
Hop singing. So we open up, we're just kind of, I don't know, we're bonanzering, right? We're
just, yeah, they're just like riding around.
Snow.
A lot of episodes of this, it's like they kind of stumble to these situations because we'll just see them kind of like riding somewhere. And it's like, are you going somewhere? Are you just like riding around randomly? Or, you know, kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess we're surveying the land, you know, that type of thing. Yeah. But yeah, let's see. Haas finds a doll in the snow, which
that's a crazy transition.
What, this?
No.
Oh, that. Like that.
Yeah, that's like a Dr. Quinn type thing.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't even notice it was a transition. I was like, it just looks like they're wearing camo or something. I'll grab that.
I could actually see Haas wearing camo.
Yeah, totally.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. I found one of them beanie babies.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it looks
these
like.
These are worth a lot of money.
It has a tag on it.
What is it?
It's a kid's little toy bear.
I thought it was his.
You got, you, you used to be able to buy these at Cracker Barrel back in the day.
People actually sold these as almost currency. This is before cryptocurrency. This is what they call a Dogecoin. Hey, Dogecoin's going back to the moon. Woo!
To the moon!
Yeah. Hey, we better have a look around.
Look how mad Haas looks. He's like, I kind of just wish it was a dessert of some sort.
Yeah.
It looks like some type of weird Zeppeli from San Gennaro's feast.
I actually thought that the bear, because later on we see the bear, and it looks like it's in much better shape. almost like it's a whole different bear or something. But I guess it's just like the snow, but then it's kind of like, I would think getting all wet and stuff would like kind of ruin it.
I don't know. This snow looks kind of questionable to me.
Hey, Joe.
I was actually kind of surprised by how much snow there was, which, like you pointed out, in the mountains, yeah. Like they probably get a lot. But it is kind of funny, too, that we have, I guess what maybe would be realistic. I'm not terribly familiar with Nevada. I've been to Las Vegas a bunch of times, of course. And actually, one time when we were in Vegas, it snowed, which it like almost really? Never snows in Las Vegas.
Holy
yeah.
So cow, I can't even picture that.
So it was pretty crazy, but I mean, it was just a very small amount, of course, but still, you know, kind of crazy. But we have, like, let's compare this to some of our other shows and like how they kind of like are portraying winter type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like we have Dr. Quinn, of course, where it's like in Colorado, which fog. It's like, they like never gets, I mean, it's like, there's never snow, right? And it's like, this is like not really realistic.
Mm-hmm.
On Little House, we get snow on Little House, not a ton. We do have some episodes where like snow is kind of a big deal, like in the blizzard, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have like Christmas at Plum Creek, where there is a little bit of snow, but there's also like green, like you can see like green grass.
It looks,
you know,
spray
like
spray painted green too.
Yeah,
it looks so green.
Anyway, so like. It's kind of interesting that they're at least kind of really making an effort at making this look like wintry and mm-hmm. Stuff, because sometimes that's not always the case.
I don't know if we mentioned the date, did we? It's originally aired December 24th, 1961.
On 1961. Yeah, so actually this was like a Christmas Eve thing, which is kind of cool.
But think about that. I mean, that's 63 years ago.
I know, which is nuts, but I kind of like that it was on Christmas Eve, because I could just imagine, like,
oh,
tuning
man,
in.
That would be awesome, right?
Christmas Eve, yeah, watching your Bonanza episode.
I mean, it's like season 3, you know, it's like probably getting really popular at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I probably ask you all the time, do you guys do like a Christmas Eve thing, or are you more of a Christmas Day people?
More like Christmas Eve, I guess, is usually like we'll do like the presents and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, we just kind of will be like kind of hanging around, and we'll probably like, you know, cook a nicer meal kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're more like Christmas Eve, I guess, would yeah. be kind of like the bigger one.
That's the way my like, friends always
like,
were.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, doing like the gifts and stuff, and then Christmas Day is sort of like. kind of more like relaxing and just kind of like enjoying, like, you know, probably watch some movies, you know, like Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, like my friends, my friend Gustavo, I would, you know, we would always go over there for Christmas Eve, and it's like you would just be there and you're pretty much loaded by the time midnight comes around and everybody opens their gifts, and you just stay until 3 a.m. drinking more, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's Rodriguez's.
Yeah.
That's big house. So yeah, it was always like fun for like, you know, those type of things, you know, just mm-hmm. kind of party. And eventually we'd be like,
we should totally hit it again, but I get first dinner.
You know,
I mean, is that like the party that they have at the Ponderosa, the biggest one ever?
I definitely think the Rodriguez's had more people over than the Ponderosa had people. Definitely. But so let's see. They're just kind of finding things. Yeah, they're finding the doll. I mean, actually, this would not be dead of winter, but things are a little bit green back there. That's got to be a fake background, right? I mean,
I think that we get a lot of fake backgrounds with this show, which not surprising, okay. Especially for like the 60s and stuff.
Yeah. Do you see that hawk? Now, what's funny is he goes, "Little Joe, look over there." And they go over there and they can't find anything. Like, what did you see? You know?
Oh, that is kind of weird.
And also when he walks there.
He was just hitting it, actually. That's what he's like.
we should totally hit it again. But
I'm kind of sure if you look at Haas's feet, it's kind of like dusty. See? It's almost like there's flour kicking up or something.
Hey, Joe.
Like, you didn't see, you just walked right by her.
Honey. We're going to help you, baby.
So this starts the first time in this episode where they just are like really suddenly and aggressively grabbing her.
Constantly.
And I think it's totally nuts because even like at this point, they don't know that she's blind. Mm-hmm. But like even without her being blind, it's pretty crazy to just like grab someone so suddenly.
Yeah. I mean, you poke them.
Especially after they know she's blind even. It's like no like warning sound or anything, you're just grabbing. It's like that would be terrifying.
I mean, he could have yelled, he could have like done any, he could, hey. Like,
yeah, and I mean, like, I think it's just so crazy to just like go up and just like grab somebody like that. And like, I mean, like a child, it's like mm-hmm. they're probably going to be afraid anyway because they don't know who you are. And like, I mean, just like the whole thing is just it's crazy, but they keep doing it like throughout the whole episode. Yeah. They keep grabbing her.
She's a witch, Little Joe.
Oh, she's blind.
It's like, shh.
Good job, Joe. That's his real, like, my letter is T moment.
My letter is T.
It'd be really hilarious because we have the kind of this visual scene where, like, the doctor's just examined her and kind of tucks her in.
Yeah.
If he just turns around to, like, the Cartwrights and he's like, well, she is blind.
Definitely blind. Definitely blind.
Cannot see a thing.
I've already talked to Sheriff Coffey about this, but I was wondering if when you got back into town, perhaps you could look around and see if you could find any relatives of hers.
No, it's Christmas Eve.
And this episode, we get so much of them just sitting around the living room, kind of like talking about what to do.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yes, she's our responsibility.
Good night, Ben. Boys.
Let me just leave this tween girl here with a bunch of four grown men.
Yeah, right.
Totally fine. I see nothing. Let's not.
Well, neither does she.
Yeah.
<That's good. They all have their hats hanging there together by the door. It's kind of funny. Just a bunch of hats hanging.
So let's see. It's under. So they're just all like, all right, what are we going to do with her? Could you cook? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Easy.
Watch his face.
Oh, by the way, I just wanted to note, I put it in the notes that then when the doctor leaves, like mm-hmm. kind of his farewell, when he's like, Ben, boys, like he just calls them all boys. Boys. It's like, little you girl. Mean like these grown ass men?
It's like Ben, boys, little Joe.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's like.
Particularly one who's. It isn't going to be easy.
So he goes in there. And she's like muttering.
You and I know. What you here?
Don't be frightened, darling.
So like, there's so it's another number example. Two. Like, yeah, like he could have just been like, "Hello, I'm here. I'm coming." Or, you know, just like say something. Like, just walk in and be like, "I don't know."
Ben's like, "You're going to be my new wife." Like, it's just the weirdest thing with this girl.
No one is going to hurt you.
Back in the bed here.
No, it's gonna hurt you except for the two times that we just suddenly grabbed you so right. far.
She's heavily bruised. Maybe stop grabbing her so aggressively. She's 11.
Yeah.
There we are.
Hey, you know, just stay in bed. Keep taking these pills.
My name is Ben Cartwright. My son's brought you here and brought you to our home.
No, Ben. She's a moron too, guys. She's an idiot.
She actually, when she first started talking right here, mm-hmm. I was kind of like, I have a feeling this girl's going to really like irritate me. Mm-hmm. But she actually ended up being like kind good of actress, a, yeah, like a better actress than I thought. But just like based on how it started off here, I was kind of like, oh man.
I thought I was going to really dislike her hair right away, but it grew on me. Actually, I think she pulls it off.
The bangs are yeah. kind of
I don't like them, but they look okay.
They're bad.
But they look okay with her for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't love it. I mean, like, she does kind of pull it off better than you would think, but I don't know.
She reminds me, I mean, for good reason, a 1960s kid. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely, like, you would see this type of haircut, like, on kids her age. I think she looks a little older than 11, but hey, whatever.
I kind of think that as well.
Did she ever do anything else? She looks super familiar, and so does the mom later. I'm going to look her up. But I'm going to play some of this. She seems a little bit broken up at first about her kid, her parents.
Oh boy, does she get over it fast.
Yeah, and then she's like, hey, what do you got around this place? You got any food? And yeah, and that teddy bear does look pretty good. Hopsing kind of blew it out. So she goes over to the window, and it looks kind of like a 1960s Disney special.
Mm. It kind of really does, actually.
Like the way...
So I think it's actually crazy how happy she is. Right. Like she is pretty much not affected by the loss of her parents at all, which is just kind of nuts to me.
It's like 8 hours later. This totally reminds me of something Disney.
Yeah, it's really funny.
This is what everybody thinks, like squirrels are cute and everything until they like kind of break into your house. And
they're like rabid.
So during the watch party that we had last Saturday, right? So this is a little bit of one of these like scary stories for me. Scary. I'm sitting in my dining room doing, you know, with it. And I'm on my laptop. And at the corner of my eyes, I turn and I see a little tiny mouse, and I freaked out, right? Because I've never had a mouse in my house.
Mm.
And apparently, it's more normal than like after looking around and talking to people, it's a lot more common than I had thought. And also, after having construction done, apparently it is common. And I think I caught it. Or I trapped it in a speaker, which I put out to my garage. It was a whole dramatic thing. But like during that watch party, I was going through so much dramatic stuff.
Like, because of the mouse in the house.
Yeah, because I'm like, where is it? It's going to come out and get me. So, I mean, this mouse was like less than 2 inches. Mm. I mean, it was tiny, which is about 5 centimeters. And just, I don't know, it just freaked me out.
Mm.
So when I put this as a rodent, you know.
Yeah. Once when I was at my in-law's house, I was sitting in the basement on my computer and I felt something like on my neck, which I actually
thought,
now that this is like a lot better, but like I thought it was like a bug because like we live in the South. So like they're just our bugs. I mean, like, okay, like, so like, where we live, like, you have to be super on top of, like, pest control and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, I mean, we get, like, jumping crickets. We get all types of weird stuff.
Yeah, so, but, like, you know, we have to, we don't really get, like, the winter to, like, you know, kill stuff off. So, like, it's kind of like a year-round thing, right? So you have to be, like, really on top of pest control. Sure. Well, anyway, so, like, I just felt something and I was just thinking, like, it was probably a bug of some sort or whatever. So I just like put my hand on my neck and I'm like, well, what is this? And it was like this tiny little mouse and, like on my neck. It was actually really crazy.
Did you scream? But, I would have screamed.
I didn't scream, but I was definitely kind of like, you know, like kind of like putting my hand up, and I'm all like, you know,
that's the sound I made. Then, that's the sound I made when I saw it and I jumped up and like, I went and put on shoes. I literally jumped up and put shoes on. I'm like, I'm going to stomp the crap out of this thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Yeah. Like, it was a tough time. But,
but I mean, I actually think, well, and probably, because I think probably in the winter, it's probably more common for them to come inside, right? Because they're wanting to, like, get out of the cold.
I guess. But either way, like, I bought mouse traps and everything. So I'm going to pretty much put them everywhere where toodles can't get to them. And I think it's under control at this point, but I want to be pretty proactive with it. But in the spring, we're having more stuff done to the house where I'm having, and like a central air conditioning system put in. So while they do that, I'm going to have them kind of look around for any type of openings and seal it. And I just want it to, the house to kind of be like a boat.
Yeah.
Maybe it could float.
Yeah, we had, it was like right at the beginning of COVID, actually. We had fascia redone on our house because there was kind of like a little hole in this part of it.
Mm.
And a squirrel actually was like got through it and was like living in our attic for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had the same thing happening.
Yeah. Yeah. So then
it was chewing through my ceiling. I'm in the attic right now, like in a renovated attic that's like an office. And, you know, whoever did this before me did a good job in here. Like, they put in hardwood floors and stuff. And this is maybe a year after I bought the house. And I hear, like, I'm like, what? And I literally see it chewing through the ceiling. And I freaked out like I did with the mouse. And what I did is I went out to the garage and I had this little piece of thin steel and I drilled it right into the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
And I had the exterminator come the next day and they put like these traps on my roof.
Hmm.
But yeah, I made a call to the exterminator already and they're like, just put down traps. Like, calm down. Stop being a little sissy boy and just put up traps. I'm like, you sure? Ugh, I'm so bad with this stuff. All right. But squirrels, we have a lot of squirrels here. I guess you probably do too, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Do you get black squirrels? We have a lot of black squirrels lately.
No, they're just kind of like the regular ones for the most part. I guess, like, I don't know what they're technically called, but, you know, kind of like your standard squirrel. There was that white one in my neighborhood, actually.
Whoa, an albino one? Wow.
No, not albino.
Oh, just white.
It had dark eyes and kind of like a little stripe on its back. So yeah, skunk? It was just like a white squirrel. It wasn't a skunk though, but like no, not like a stripe, but like it was like white and then had dark eyes. And you know how like the like rodents will have kind of like a little like just really skinny stripe like down the middle of their back. had one of those too. So it definitely was not albino. Like, it was just a white squirrel.
See, I think that that squirrel's a regular squirrel, just got into some of Sully's beard lights.
Oh, you think so? <It's> spilled OD'd on it. Yeah. OD'd on beard lights.
It's like, I look awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. Like, the squirrel probably still lives in the neighborhood. I probably saw it like 3 days ago, but the beard lights grew out.
Yeah, they grew out.
So now it just looks normal.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got to find some more of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this, it looks like Disney and the poor squirrel. Aw, look at him eating his little nut. That's actually kind of cute.
I actually, like, I do think that squirrels are cute, but, like, they are pests. You know, like, it's one of those things where, like, I know that they're, like, pests, but they are kind of cute.
When they're not living in my roof, they're very cute. Very cute. But you know what? Somebody told me, is like, well, if you picture a squirrel with a little, if you take away the furry tail and you replace it in your mind with, like, a rat tail, it'll change your entire opinion of them. So it's really, it's the fluffy tail that makes them cute. So if you put a fluffy tail on most things, it'll make them cute. But not me. Not me. It's fluffy tail doesn't work. She's also an absolutely terrible fake blind person.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a Dr. Quinn hairstyle from the back.
A little bit, yeah. Well, actually, her hair is kind of nice for, like, a kid. I mean, like, it's, like, pretty well-styled and everything.
I mean, what were they doing? They were all, her and her parents were on their way to go spend time with this dirty old man. I mean, literally dirty.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. Like,
it didn't make sense. Like, they just kind of, all right, we're on our way. We're going to go see the father.
I guess because it's like Christmas time, maybe they're going to see him for Christmas, but I don't think he really seems like he wanted to be seen.
He's not super friendly. Really, yeah.
Sure. What would be going on there?
Gabrielle makes her way outside because, you know, that's safe. And
I also, speaking of, I just wanted to point out, because I was thinking about this. So her name is Gabrielle, of course, and the episode is called Gabrielle. And it's not something that's, like, addressed in the episode, but I wondered if they named the episode slash girl Gabrielle to, like, tie in with the Christmas theme, because the angel Gabriel, which Gabrielle, of course, is like the feminine form of Gabriel. So the angel Gabriel is the one who told Mary that she was going to give birth to Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I wondered if that was kind of like their little tie-in to try to like kind of like a subtle tie-in.
They could have done
the Christmas story.
They could have done things to make it a little bit more Christmassy like that. You know, I think, now I bet you there is like some choice there, I bet, but I don't know why they just wouldn't go for the whole thing, you know, like maybe her father is a traveling pastor or something. I don't know. Like, and they were on their way to bring Christmas to the father. And I don't know. It just, this doesn't have to be a Christmas episode, unfortunately.
No, I mean, it actually really feels more like an episode that happens to take place at Christmas.
And we get that awesome song at the end.
Yeah.
Ass Blaster.
Hey, look out!
Look out! She's blind! See, look. You can't see look around a blind person.
Yeah, when he says, like, it actually would be really funny here.
What?
Is when he's like, look out! And then, like, he goes up to the horse and is like, she's blind, or whatever. Like, instead of going up to the girl.
He whispers it, he's blind.
Yeah.
By the way, it took him a really long time to get to her. He, like, kind of gave a slow jog. Watch this.
Hey, look out! Hey, look out! Look out, buddy! Look out!
He kind of took his time.
Well, I also am kind of wondering, like, why is there just this loose horse randomly, like, right in front of their house?
Yeah.
Like, instead of being, like, in the stable or the pasture or whatever.
Yeah.
You all right?
Yes.
What, are you blind?
I'm obsessed with spooking.
Yeah, I reckon you did a little.
you could have just been totally dead. Let's just giggle about it.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, someone nearly dies almost every day in our family.
I know you.
You do?
You. My letter is T. My sound is T.
Ta.
Ta.
You do?
Ca. Ta. Cat.
Brought me here.
That's right. How'd you know that?
Because you're so big.
Yeah, I reckon I am.
What's your name?
Horse.
Horse?
Horse?
My letter is T.
This is where it gets good, though.
Just plain horse. H-O-S-S, not H-O-R-S-E.
My letter is T.
Name is...
What's your name?
Horse.
Horse?
No. Just...
Whores? No.
Plain horse. H-O-S-S.
My letter
H-O-R-S-E.
Is T. My sound is...
This is the look
T.
That...
Ta. Ka.
Wait, you know what? I just want to see something.
I am.
Let's just see if this works.
What's your name?
Horse.
Boop.
Horse?
My letter is T. My sound is T.
Ta.
Ta. Ka.
All right.
Gabriel.
Oh my God.
Gabriel.
It's like the demon Lucifer. Like, what the heck?
Gabriel. I was bringing breakfast down to you, but how'd you get out here anyhow?
How'd you get out here anyhow? Probably the way you going on her.
I walked.
I flew.
Looks like you did it then. Come on, let's go get some of that breakfast.
Just walk in front of me. I can hear your footsteps.
I think that she shouldn't have been blind. She should have been a big scammer.
Oh, that actually would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, and then like goes around stealing stuff. That'd be, yeah. Wouldn't be the first time. So let's see. Gabrielle is, they're all just like staring at her eat at the coffee table, which I think is strange. Why don't they have her eat at the table with the big boys?
I don't know, but I totally thought it was weird that they're all just watching her.
Yeah.
And they also have quite a big bowl of like fruit sitting there, which is funny.
You know, like when your baby has Cheerios for the first time.
Yeah.
This is it. This is the, basically the way you,
because
you don't want them to choke. You know, this is basically it. This is. Look at her. She's eating Cheerios.
Feeling better?
Burp.
Why is everybody standing around?
Because my boys are lazy schmucks. They don't do anything. They're just the grown men. They don't move out.
Yeah.
I suppose we want to see that you're enjoying your breakfast.
You're probably wondering what you're going to do with me.
Oh, God. It just sounds so bad, right? Haas says, I was thinking about making a big slingshot.
Yeah.
Just send you into the mountains.
Now, Gabrielle, last night when we were talking, you mentioned your grandfather living in a mountain.
Yes. Will you take me to him?
Well, of course I will.
You promise?
I promise. Now, about your grandfather, though.
Her voice is kind of irritating, but it somehow doesn't become overly irritating.
Yeah, well, and that's kind of like what I was saying with the first time when she spoke. She was like, Mama. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, she's going to irritate me. But it ended up not being as bad as I thought.
Do you know where that mountain is?
I'm not sure. Papa knew.
Well, Papa's, you know, not, it's not too helpful.
I haven't seen Grandfather for the longest time, ever since he went to prison.
Your grandfather went to prison?
But then they found out he didn't do anything wrong to be put in prison for, so they let him go.
Gabrielle, You never did tell me your last name. Now, would it happen to be Wickham?
How did you know?
I've heard of your grandfather.
Will you take me to him like you promised?
Do you know Michael? Do you know Charles Ingalls? So she did a bunch of things. She was in the TV show Family Affair for 5 episodes. But the last thing she did was in 1971.
Really?
Yeah.
So she quit when she was pretty young.
She could have made her way to Little House. She could have been Mary. She would have been a good Mary, I think.
She has blind experience.
Right. I mean, she has blind experience, and she would have been just as bad at being blind as Melissa Anderson. No offense. She also did an Alfred Hitchcock Hour, which is kind of curious. Yeah. I like her. I just don't. She apparently, according to IMDb, she's still around. You know.
Interesting. Well, that doesn't leave me much choice then, does it?
Yeah, and she seems super smiley for somebody who just lost their parents.
It's crazy. Like, she got over it way too fast.
Yeah. We have Hop Sing in the back. I'm putting out an entire beautiful breakfast of some sort.
Hop Sing? Why don't you take Gabrielle into the kitchen and give her one of those plum cakes that you've been making?
Joe, she don't need no help. She likes to follow. Hop Sing, just walk along in front of her. She don't like to hang on.
I don't
need you, and I don't want you. You here.
Was that you, Hop Sing?
I bump into a chair.
You better watch where you're going.
I don't
need you, and I don't
dumbass.
You here.
I kept thinking we were going to find out she wasn't blind, because how does she know that chair? She's been in this house for a day.
That'd be really
What if she tripped over the same chair?
Yeah, that actually it just would have been really funny when she's like, you better watch where you're going. If she's like, you better watch where you're going, dumbass.
Right into the fire. She's like a band-aid on her head in the next scene. So they don't know what to do with her. I mean, it's kind of an ongoing thing, but it's like, all right, let's go into the mountains and bring her to see her grandfather, right? I mean, that's essentially where we're kind of going with this whole thing. Mm-hmm. But we're also going to try to find another family for her.
And at this point, she has these clothes, too, and I think we missed it, but they're, like, sitting around the table. And then when he tells Adam to go into town and, like, get her some clothes, he's like, me. And it's just, like, really funny. Like,
it was where? And you two, you keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Me? Yeah. First things first. Adam, I want you to ride into Virginia City and buy her some new clothes.
Me?
Look at that chest hair. Jesus. Me? No, the other Adam. I meant Hop Sing. Idiot.
What kind of clothes?
How do I know? Whatever kind little girls wear. And you two, you keep an eye on...
Like this, though, it's like, I know they're just like a bunch of men, but it's like you're almost a little too helpless about this.
Right. I mean, you've been around women at all, right? I mean, yeah, Lil Joe's like, with a new woman every episode.
I was just going to say, he has like a new girlfriend every single episode. So I'm like, come on, like you're a little too... And it's not like... I mean, she's like 11, so I mean, like at this point, it's like she knows how to like do a lot of things for herself, right? She probably just needs like a little bit of help, just kind of needs probably to be more like provided for than anything, right? To like just have the access to.
Right. It's like you see what she's wearing, go buy those things.
All the time. I don't care what you do. Talk to her, read to her, walk around with her, but don't let her out of your sight.
Can we have her color? Maybe not the best idea. This looks like where he's like, boo! All day. Boo!
He looks like so young, by the way.
Look at this little horse!
Yeah, he's adorable.
Are you guys gonna get a pony?
Doesn't he look young, though?
Young. I mean,
he looks pretty young.
Looks like he's maybe 40, I'd say.
Yeah, but probably I mean, like, compared to, like, even, like, you know, a few seasons from now, you know, he looks quite a bit older.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got no mama. What I mean to say is, you see, when he was born, his mama...
It's all right, Hoss.
It's been 36 hours. I'm way over it.
He'll learn to get along by himself. Papa said everyone has to learn that.
Now, why would he say that to her? Why would Papa seem pretty wise? Like,
I guess because, like, she's blind, so kind of, like, to encourage her to, like, you know, to kind of learn how to take care of herself.
Now, what if, and this is going to sound awful, what if they were like, we don't want her anymore, and they just abandon her?
Oh, and they, like, stage the whole thing or whatever? That would be crazy.
Yeah, maybe that's too 21st century.
Papa taught me how to tell the direction by the sun on my face.
He's like, what are you talking about?
Did Papa teach you that your letter is T?
What was it?
My letter is T.
He's like, well, I'm going to teach you.
We should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on it.
That was kind of weird. By the way, like,
Dad Bernard, I can tell you sure know something about horses.
I can ride, too. Papa taught me how to tell the direction by the sun on my...
Wait.
I bet he's good for climbing hills.
Dad Bernard, I can tell you sure know something about horses.
I can ride, too. Papa taught me how to tell the direction by the sun on my face.
It's just... I don't know why it's so funny to me, but...
That's west. And there's a mountain there, all covered with snow. That's where my grandpa is.
We should totally hit it again, but I get first dibs on it.
So let's see, Little Joe is reading to her. I don't get the feeling that they're like acting like, oh, she could be a part of our family type of thing, which is what I think that they were trying to go for. Which I think most of these shows would have, where it's like, oh, she's wonderful, isn't she great? She looks basically like Little Red Robin Hood, but in blue.
A little, yeah, I was thinking that too.
Thank you,
and
Mr.
that
Car-
also doesn't really look like it's like that cape could not possibly be warm enough if it's this cold, right? Because like
way.
You can see her arms, like bare skin on her arms.
Mm-hmm. And they go way into the mountains, right? To this,
yeah.
I'm just gonna see if I can. I don't know if it's this scene, but it basically looks like they have fake snow attached to their shoes.
Mm.
This is just so like. It's his album cover right here.
It is. And also it's cold enough that he's blowing on his hands, but will wear your gloves. And then also like, look at that neck exposure.
Yeah. It's pretty insane. When he puts
his
hand,
he's not even trying to stay warm.
He looks like he's taking a hit of his vape, by the way, when he does this. Watch. So they hear a gunshot.
Boss, what
in the
happened?
Distance.
I heard a shot.
Get out of here.
And when you said this is like Sully, if Sully had gone a different way.
Yeah, like if Sully had.
He wouldn't
never
have a wolf. No more wolf.
Dr. Mike. Yeah, well, the goat, yeah. Like, but I feel like this guy looks how Sully would have ended up looking like as he got old if he had never met Dr. Mike and gotten married to her and like, just stayed in the lean-to for his entire life, he would be this guy.
I like it.
He would have been like, this is my goat, Wolf.
Yeah.
Dr. Mike. Is your name Wickham?
Devil take it, ain't none of your business what my name is. Get away from here or I'll blast you to kingdom come.
Now, hold on, old-timer. Just a minute. We've come a long ways to talk with you. If your name is Wickham, this little gal here is your granddaughter.
Granddaughter?
This is terrible.
I ain't got no granddaughter.
She's all smiley, too. She's like, hi, you know? And it's like, no, I ain't got no granddaughter.
Get out of here. If you come beyond that point, I'll kill a lot of you.
Like, this is almost like should be the origin story for Sylvia in the TV, in the episode Sylvia, because, like, he's awful, right?
Yeah.
And she's, like, so sweet, you know. Like, the way this ends, I hate, personally.
I do, like, how, like, they're all, like, reunited and stuff, because it's, like, he seems like a terrible guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, I kind of think it's, well, there are a couple things about this I think are really questionable. I think it's really crazy that she gets over her parents so quickly and is, like, obsessed with wanting to be with her grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't get it. It's like, you got over your parents so fast, but, like, you cannot get over the grandfather thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just is, like, has to go to her grandfather. And it's like, I get it. Like, you're a kid. Right. So, you're like, you have this innocence, right? So, like, you kind of don't realize how crazy he is. But, like, in light of the fact that you just got over your parents that quickly, it's a little crazy that you're, like, obsessed with your grandfather. Yeah, I don't know.
This Herman has not one redeeming quality that I can see. Like, he's just a curmudgeon, grumpy old guy. I mean, it's kind of a life goal for me to live this guy's life. Right. But now, I know you haven't seen Star Wars, but this music reminds me so much of Star Wars. It's ridiculous.
Well, I saw like 15 minutes of it. I
Actually, I mean, if you saw the first one, like the 1977 one, that's kind of what it reminds me of. It's like all the desert scenes. So let's see. They bring her back. This is kind of funny to me for some reason, where they actually have quite a number of, or maybe that's the same bowl of fruit. But they seem to have a lot of fruit. I think it's
the same. And then also the way that little Joe is standing is really funny.
Yeah, like the way he has his like boot on the table. Like, get that thing off there. What are you talking about?
Down like this and a big beard and meaner than all get out, too. He kind of looked like Rip Van Winkle just waking up, didn't he, Joe?
Yeah.
just got my leg up.
What about her? What did she say?
Do you ever just walk around your house and you just put your leg up on things?
No.
And just stand there. You should do that tomorrow just so Pete can go, like, what's wrong with you? What are you doing? It's the weirdest thing. Like, I don't know. It's just such a weird position.
I think it's really weird.
Well, she got pretty angry at us and we wouldn't let her go over and talk to her.
She's kind of quiet all the way home.
Only thing that would make it weirder is if all of a sudden he went and, like, switched legs.
That actually would be pretty good.
He's like, I'm just stretching out my tight pants.
Excuse me.
So, yeah, Ben goes in there and gives her the speech, not grabbing her this time. And this girl, she just kind of sits there doing nothing, like playing with the doll. It's kind of weird.
Gabrielle.
Why did he say I wasn't his granddaughter? Why? Didn't he want me, Mr. Cartwright?
Well, you mustn't think of it that way, darling. It isn't that he didn't want you. You see, he's been living a strange kind of life.
Awesome. Little Joe should have let me talk to him.
Well, I don't know how much good that would have done.
In her mind, does she think little Joe is, like, tiny?
I don't know, because it's so weird to me that this little child is calling him little Joe.
He's a miniature little man.
But I'm his granddaughter. He should love me. Even if he doesn't love anybody else.
I don't know. I mean, is that written somewhere? Like, it's kind of a strange.
Well, and it's, like, it's just so weird. I mean, it's, like, they go to try to find the, I mean, they do find this guy, and then he is, like, he shoots the gun. I mean, he shoots the gun at them.
Right, he did fire the gun. I mean, he's willing to kill her.
Yeah.
That's cruel.
I think he calls her an adult now, or a grown-up now.
He does, yeah. Which is actually weird, too, because he still is calling. Little he calls child. Her an adult at 11, and all of his very grown children still live with him, and he calls Joe Little Joe.
Yeah.
And like, to this girl, he's pretty much like, well, it's about time that you found a husband.
Make someone love you. If they don't want to. You're grown up now, Gabrielle.
And that's why we're going to find you a husband. Right, who will today, really love you.
The sheriff, maybe. So she's like, this sucks. And they're like, let's go find her a family. I don't know. I should look her up. I didn't get a chance to. Is this the same painting that the Cartwrights have hanging up? Maybe.
I'd have to look. Actually.
I might be confusing their house, but.
Go.
Nowhere to go. Ben Cartwright, you bring that child right here.
You know. She's very 50s looking. You know, like she reminds me of a Lucille Ball or an older Lucille Ball.
See that. Oh, and then Kevin Hagen, of course, we saw him in this other episode of Bonanza. I think the one when Haas was born, right? And we, I think, brought this up that in like 10 years or whatever, he aged a lot. And it really struck me here, too. Like, what happened in that decade that he just like aged? He's so much older looking in Little House.
Yeah. I'm gonna look up how old he was in this. I bet he was 30 in this or something.
He's relatively young.
I'm going to let this
long enough, Ben. You should have brought her with you.
Well, Everett, there's one thing I didn't tell you.
Yeah, he's probably about 33 in this.
Okay.
Gabrielle is blind.
Blind?
He should have said she's blind and deaf. She's blind and deaf? No, just blind. So it's not so bad.
But the good news is she'll be married soon. You won't have to deal with it for very long.
And I've already told her she's a grown-up. I actually told her she's 20.
So. Yeah.
Oh. Poor child.
That's why I didn't bring her along with me. I thought I'd better tell you all about her so you'd have a little time to think it over.
Ben, there's nothing to think over. She's all alone, isn't she?
It doesn't even sound like him either. That's another.
It does a bit. I can hear it.
I mean, a little bit, but he sounds so young. I mean, and he is. I mean, it is 12 years later or 13 years later, he'd be in the Little House.
He looks so much older in Little House. It's just really surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a lot of aging.
For I mean, it's 33 to 47. So, you know.
Well, no, not exactly alone. She has a grandfather. Maybe you've heard of him. Zachariah Wickham.
Wickham. You mean that wild hermit up on Mount Davidson?
Yeah, that wild hermit up on Mount Davidson. You know, Haas and Little Joe took the little girl up there. Thinking that maybe the sight of her would have some effect on him.
Ben, you still calling him Little Joe?
Yeah.
Maybe we should have a conversation. What do you think?
You know, make him change his way of living so that he could take care of his own granddaughter. Didn't change him one bit.
Ben, you weren't thinking of leaving the child with that man. Why, I heard that he just shoots at anybody or anything.
I don't
that
like
comes
that
up.
Kid. I do not well, that's like true, that but kid.
That kid seems like a Dennis the Menace troublemaker. Yeah. I don't know. I don't trust, this is like wrong to say, but I don't trust redheaded kids in TV shows. They're always trouble. Like Dennis the Menace or something.
He is her grandfather and she has no one else.
But the kid, actually, he ends up being like fine. Like, you know, it's a little creepy. There's a couple weird comments, but
yeah,
for the most part, it's for the most, you know, it's pretty innocent, I think. For 1961, of course.
She has us. Now you go right back to the Ponderosa and bring that child here, and I don't want to hear another word.
Well, Drew, if you're sure now.
I've never been sure of anything in my life.
And, you know, the husband's like, well, maybe we could talk about it. No? All right. So let's see. Gabrielle doesn't want to go there, of course, because she's in love with the Ponderosa.
Oh, Little Joe.
And Little Joe and. What do you think these books are?
Well, one of them is a medical book that Little Joe consults.
Remember that?
Cut his arm off.
Yeah. Gangrene! You know what? Thinking back, that was such a funny episode to do. What was the song that we did?
Happiness is a Warm Gun, right?
Well, I thought it was I need a fix. Or was it Happiness?
Yeah, that's Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Oh, you know, I'm thinking of this is the part. The other day this came on the radio and I was just like, this is so weird. So out of context to listen to the whole song.
Oh, right.
I'm Mrs. Pastor Gabrielle. I'm so glad you're here. This is going to be your home now for just as long as you wish.
It's
Mr. Funny. Pastor Gabrielle. You don't have to worry about a thing anymore.
He's always had a pretty interesting head of hair, you know? Good hair.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it's very
chiseled,
dense.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a very...
We're going to take good care of you. This is our boy, Jeremy.
Hello. You're real welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to have supper in a few minutes, Gabrielle. I hope you like chicken pie. Good. Jeremy.
She's like, she didn't even respond.
This is just like a family of redheads.
Yeah.
They're all like the same... color.
The ginger family. Yeah. It makes sense. You know, look at the mom. So the boy takes her to the other room. They're all just kind of talking.
It's clean. Mom made me scrub the floor twice.
I'm sorry you had to go to all that trouble.
Oh, it wasn't too much trouble.
And these two do pass as a brother and sister. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to put that stuff in a drawer?
I can do it.
I don't mind.
All right.
I guess you'll be going to school with me, huh? The kids are real nice. You'll like them.
She's thinking she's never going to find this dress.
That Mr. Hanley, he's an old bear.
Well, I've never been to school.
Never been to school? How'd you ever manage that?
This is where she would reveal, I'm faking it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, it was actually just, that's like the ruse, right? Like, I don't want to go to school.
Yeah. Nobody wants to go to school.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gabrielle.
You don't have to be.
Shouldn't they also talk about Braille? Like, shouldn't they have brought it into this conversation a little bit?
I mean, I kind of was thinking the episode could go in the direction of, like, finding her, like, an institute.
Yeah, like a teachable moment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, but no, not in the Ponderosa.
Have you been blind, Mom?
I mean, even the Ingalls, who had no money, sent their daughter
right
off to, like, be rehabilitated and find a husband.
All my life.
Do you think Haas is tying her ribbon?
I actually wondered about that.
I did that. You look very pretty.
I think Adam.
Yeah, Adam is the kind of guy who he knows how to tie. Whoever can do a bow tie could probably do that. Ben. He ties all the boys' bow ties.
They all line up and he fixes their ties.
God, you know they do. And Haas has to get his shoes tied.
But I don't mind. You don't miss something you've never had.
She's like just a bright little beam of sunshine, isn't she?
You're sure a pretty girl.
This is amazing that you noticed this. I was like, what are you talking about? And I went back and I'm going to go back, but she just bolts.
Yeah. So what is that? It's so weird because it's just like this transition, basically. So it's like mostly cut off. But he says that she's pretty. And then she looks like she kind of freaks out and then like wants to run away.
Yeah.
You don't miss something you've never had.
You're sure a pretty girl.
Maybe the actress hated him or something.
I thought it was kind of creepy when he said that she was a pretty girl. Like, I don't know, just had
this
weird
vibe.
No, it
was definitely creepy.
I was actually like, is he gonna like kiss her or something? Because like, I mean, they're kind of like sibling-ish.
Well,
I guess like
five minutes,
not really,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I mean, I think that it would be wrong on many levels to have these children in this situation, but
Although, well, we did for Dr. Quinn cast, we just, you know, for our Christmas over there, the Fifi's First Christmas, when Brian, who is 10,
holy moly,
has his first kiss, and we timed it, and it was way too long for a 10-year-old's kiss, so you just never know.
He went right for it. I mean, he was just like... What did we time it at? 7 seconds or something? I forget the...
It was wasn't it like 8 or 9 seconds? It was very long for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah. But definitely, it's one of those weird type of things.
Gabrielle, we'll drop by and see you a couple of times a week just to see how you're getting on.
It would have been crazy if she turned around to run and she tripped over something. You know, that would have been just kind of perfect.
I don't need you, and I don't want you here.
I just know you're going to be very happy here.
And then I thought, where's the drama in this? Are they going to be terrible? Like, going to be like, abuse her or yell at her or do something? But that,
well, because that would kind of be like the James and Cassandra situation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like putting them to work.
Which I kind of actually was thinking of that episode right away, because her parents died in the wagon accident. Of course, their parents died in the wagon accident. So it could have gone that way, where it's like, find someone who'll take her in, but then it ends up being kind of like a bad home.
Here we have the stalker brother. It's like a horror movie. Don't answer. It's like, what are you, deaf and blind?
Gabrielle, how'd you get out here all by yourself?
I walked.
That's her answer again. I didn't notice that.
I know. That's pretty funny.
I walked. Like,
I walked, dummy.
Don't you think I can walk?
I was worried about you. Mom and Pa told me not to let you out of my sight until they got back.
Everybody treats me like a baby. Just because I can't see. That's why I want to go live with my grandfather.
Why are you always talking about going to live with him?
Because he needs me. I want somebody to need me.
I need you. I don't know what this kid's name is, but he's ready to be like, I love you.
Instead of Jeremy. His name is Jeremy.
Jeremy. Oh, yeah. Like the Pearl Jam.
Jeremy song. Spoke.
Yeah, that's all I think of when I think of Jeremy. Jeremy.
Living the other way around.
Well, you wouldn't like living with him. I've heard about him. He sounds terrible.
He isn't terrible.
Sure he is. He's just
the worst.
Old hermit with a dirty beard.
Oh, boy. He's getting frisky now. I do believe she's flirting with him. So she's all like blah, 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 blah. So she's like, I'm going to go jump on a horse. I'm going to get to
it. Yeah, so this is a pretty questionable, like, Jeremy takes.
Yeah, so Jeremy.
takes her, like, on this mountain to go find
Jeremy.
Yeah, so this is like pretty questionable at first, and they go find him, and he does not want her, but she is very insistent.
Wait. What is this? It's supposed to be...
Show you who's scared!
She's like excited about it, which is another weird thing. They're like,
at home, drawing pictures of mountaintops with him on top, lemon yellow sun, arms raising. The deadly in full
It's like actually a pretty long montage of them just like walking. Pretty questionable, like safety wise.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough of Pearl Jam. It's the only time Pearl Jam may ever be on the show. So.
What is it? I know. I'm not really like a Pearl Jam fan.
I don't hate them or anything. I just don't get them.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like his voice. I kind of don't like it. But yeah, but like it's one of those things too where like I don't know, but it's kind of like I don't know, fun to make fun of. His voice. Yeah. I don't know, like with the Jeremy thing, like we're doing here. Like there's this brand of like baby things, like bottles and stuff, and it's called the Even Flow.
yes.
So even we're like flow. Even Flow. Ah.
Oh no, I don't even know the words. I just know Even Flow on the river.
Yeah, it's just really funny. Yeah. It's just like whatever we like, you know, pick up the bottle or something. We're like, even foo.
One of the weirdest things that I'll do is like play like the guitar solos from Pearl Jam because I remember back when I was like 19, I was like giving guitar lessons, and every single person I would give guitar lessons to would be like a 14-year-old kid who wanted to learn like a Pearl Jam guitar solo, so I'd have to learn them. And they're all the same. So it's just, I don't know. It's just one of those weird things. Pearl Jam's a fine band. There's nothing wrong with them. I wouldn't go out of my way to go listen to them.
Right.
Jeremy. No, it's going to be in my head forever, though. Even Flow. Even Jeremy and Even Flow are like the same song.
Yeah, basically.
Jeremy. Jeremy.
It's a cabin. I think it's your grandfather's.
Take me there, Jeremy, please.
Wait, so is this when they... Yeah, if you look at their shoes, it looks like they're wearing shoes that are covered in snow material. Does you kind of see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess it could be snow. I don't know. Let's see, we go to the old man.
No! Come on, Gabriel, let's go!
Once again is pulling a gun on children. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't want to go.
Go on, get out of here, I'll skin the hide off you.
So Jeremy leaves.
Right, and then so later I point out, because like when Doc Baker, whatever his dad's name is, Mr. Pastor. Okay, Mr. Pastor comes to tell Ben that she's up there, and he's like, oh, Jeremy really tried to bring her back, but couldn't get her to go or something. I'm like, he doesn't try at all. Like, he really oversold that, because he's out of there. He doesn't even try to get her, like, doesn't try to grab her hand, doesn't even say, come on, nothing, right? He makes no effort.
Yeah, like it's just so strange. You should just fire at him. Don't come back. I'm waiting for one of those.
Ain't you got ears? I told you to get out of here.
Grandpa, I can't see where to go. Grandpa?
Well, you can stay here and freeze for all I care.
This guy's full of love, in my opinion.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that 11-year-old kid?
He just leaves a blind kid out in the snow. It's just crazy.
It's not my problem. So she finds her way into the house. Very Mr. Edwards in this house, right? I kind of like her gloves, are they mittens, really?
There's mittens.
Yeah.
Grandfather?
I could smell you. I could smell him.
Mm-hmm.
when George Harrison went and like really went deep into transcendental meditation, I feel like mm-hmm. he lived in a shack like this and dressed this way for a while. So we're just kind of getting a visual, and she's like, this is great.
Why did you come back? I told you to stay out of here.
You're my grandfather. I wanted to come.
He's like cleaning his gun. Right. Like, just in case I have to like use it while she's here.
He's have to put a bullet in this 11-year-old's head.
Grandpa, so soft.
You get one more warning. When I pass, he's busy loading his gun. You got about another 30 seconds before I fill you up with, what is it? What do they call it? With a buckshot.
Yeah.
Is it muskrat?
Beaver.
Sounds like you're getting a cold, Grandfather.
Sound like a fake
sneeze. Onion syrup is good for that. And I can make a tea out of wild cherry and dogwood bark.
I'm taking you out of here.
But I don't want to go.
And I don't want you here, you understand?
We should totally hit it again, but I get first.
Right. When she was talking about the tea. You know.
I'm staying, Grandfather.
See, well, I'm going to be over here. It's just a weird thing.
The thing with this guy, too, is so he was in prison for like 21 years for a crime he didn't commit.
Right.
So like, I kind of get that he's like messed. I mean, like, sure. He's like messed up. Like, I get it. Like, mm-hmm. that kind of thing would like really mess with you.
Especially, you know, jail in those days.
Yeah. I mean, so like, I get it, but it's like, and I mean, like, she's like, just like an innocent kid, but it just kind of bugs me how like, she's trying so hard to have the relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of like, clearly this is like not safe for a number of reasons.
Ben is like, well, let me put up this wreath with this like very modern looking ribbon. What's that ribbon made out of? Silk? And I mean, I'm sure you noticed, but if you notice how big their fireplace is, it's kind of insane. Mm. It's like a mire or something. It's like, I mean, a pyre.
Hey, Joe, them's my best socks.
Joe, I needed the biggest sock I could find for Gabrielle.
Come on, you two, let's go pick out that Christmas tree. Yeah, make sure it's the finest one of the Ponderosa, too.
I don't know, what do they have, like 45,000 square miles to pick from?
Yeah.
And by the way, we don't knock. This guy just walks in. Like, what is that?
That's pretty funny.
Well, Everett, what is it?
Jeremy took Gabrielle up the mountain.
What is it?
Jeremy took Gabrielle.
I wish I had a clip of it.
To her grandfather's. Up to grandfather.
It's too hard to play.
What in tarnation for?
Well, she teased him about being afraid to take her up there. He didn't think it would hurt anything.
Well, you mean she's still up there?
She teased him, and he ran off.
Yeah, she's still up there. Jeremy tried to get her to come back with him, but she wouldn't budge.
He did not.
Ben, I feel terrible about this, but, well, he's just a kid.
It's all right, Everett. Go saddle the horses. Everett, you go back home. Take care of Drusilla.
So, yeah, she's, like, mending a shirt, and she's all like... Wait, I'm going to try something.
Look, Grandpa.
Just to go back, just...
Briefly. Sure, it's the finest one of the Ponderosa, too.
Ben!
Well, Everett, what is it?
Jeremy took Gabrielle up the mountain, up to her grandfather's.
Up to grandfather's? What in tarnation for her?
Well, she teased him about being afraid. He didn't think it would hurt
him. You mean she's still up there?
Yeah, she's still up there. Jeremy tried to get her to come back, but she wouldn't budge. Ben, I feel terrible. He's just a kid.
It's all right, Everett. It's all right. Go saddle the horses. Everett, you go back home. Take care of Drusilla.
Yeah, so now, of course, now, of course, that Jeremy left her on the mountain. It's like, oh, well, he's just a kid. It's like, well, then maybe you shouldn't have left him in charge of her.
What do you think happened to Grandma?
Well, I don't know. Because, I mean, did she maybe die while he was in prison?
I don't know. I mean, there's no mention of, it could be like this.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
All right.
I do kind of want more details about like this crime that he was accused of, because right. like thought he murdered somebody and then it turns out he didn't. But then it's like, well, there must have been some reason why they thought he did it, right?
Is it possible that it's linked to Sully somehow? Like, could it really be a future Sully here somehow in the timeline? If we mix the timeline a little bit. So she's good at mending. She mends the shirt. He seems somewhat appreciative of it. And probably the nicest thing that anybody's ever done. Well, anybody's done for him since he's been out of the clink. She has this book of stories where she's memorized all the stories. But so, yeah, she's going to read from it. It's
there once was a
man. My letter is.
Whoops. Sorry. A little loud. Sorry. She's like.
Man and woman. My letter is. Who had long in vain wished for a child. At length, God was about to grant her wish.
I don't want you to read it to me.
That's rude.
Maybe you are just an old hermit with a dirty beard.
Don't you talk about my beard.
Yeah. He's like that, pushes him over the edge.
Yeah. Shoots her. It's over. That kind of did push him over the edge, right? I mean, he's like,
yeah.
You make fun of my beard, I'm out of here.
So he runs out of the cabin and just like leaves her there.
Right. It's your cabin now. It's like, yeah. I'm going to go build another one.
There's like a fire and everything. You're leaving a blind person in a cabin with a fire.
With an unattended fire, yeah. The Cartwrights come by. Total like stealth.
That old buzzer turkey.
That could be their album cover.
Right here? Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. One back. Because with Adam. Right there.
Yep, there's their album cover.
There it is. Well, don't they have a Christmas album?
They do. Mm-hmm.
Where the heck is my mouse? Oh, there it is. People are like, why are you doing that?
Old buzzard hurt that little girl.
Easy now.
Adam's like, I didn't wear the right shoes for this. Adam looks like he's in pain. That's also a pretty decent.
Grandfather, is that you?
These guys are like stealthily coming up in the snow and she hears them like from a mile right. away.
Gabrielle, it's the Cartwrights. Are you all right, darling?
They should have just grabbed her.
Yeah, just like run up and just like grab her aggressively by the right. shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Grandfather went away. He went away.
What do you mean, Gabrielle?
He left. What? But what else needs to be explained here? So yeah, he basically got upset and left. We're back at the. Well, this is at the new house. Jeremy's. What was Jeremy saying? I think it's Jeremy holding her hand and everything.
Yeah, Jeremy's got a little crush.
Jeremy.
Pa, I want to hold her hand again.
Gabrielle,
I want to hold your hand.
I know how you feel. And I know how much you wanted to be with your grandfather, but...
How does he know how she feels?
Yep, she just goes in like a rant right now.
Like, right, like... Can you explain exactly what?
Well, you see, we just didn't think that he was the kind of man you should be with.
Well, I agree with you. You didn't think.
Yeah.
Maybe if I'd stayed with him longer, he would have changed.
This is where a little Joe comes forward and is like,
I don't need you and I don't want you. You're here.
I'd like to believe that, but
that sound when he trips, like,
I don't need you and I don't want you. You're here.
I feel like we should add in breaking glass and stuff like that, that'd car crash or something.
Well, we just couldn't leave you up there all alone.
I read to Grandpa out of the book. All about Rapunzel, little Joe. I think I lost the book.
You have a wonderful home here, Gabrielle, and people who love you, and you have friends. And we are your friends, aren't we?
Yes.
I have lots and lots of books, Gabrielle.
I have lots and lots of books.
Be glad to read you anytime.
Yeah. My letter is
things about horses. I'll bet you didn't know too.
My letter is T. My sound is T.
Gabrielle, those crazy dimples.
You can have a wonderful life with us if you'll just give us a chance. You can have anything you want.
I just want to be needed, Mrs. Pastor.
We need you, Gabrielle. We need you very much.
But my grandfather needs me more.
Which is weird because it's like, really? Because he seemed like he was doing all right.
Well, and I mean, I don't really get the attachment other than just that she's a kid and she's like, oh, well, this is my family or something. But right. It's like, you don't know the guy at all. And he has like no interest at all in you and has even been violent towards you.
Yeah. I mean, this guy has always had a gun out whenever you're around.
Also, like, left you in a cabin with an unintended fire and all this other stuff. It's pretty crazy. Right.
And his first reaction is not to offer you a drink or a snack, but to load his gun in case you step out of line.
Come on, let's get ready. I'm on a single base.
So we
this is possibly the best thing that ever happens.
I'd say so.
Just sing on key, will you?
All right, boys. One, two, three, four.
I love to change.
All right.
That actually kind of worked.
At the end, it kind of looked good and stuff, but I actually do really like this scene, so I'm going to play it.
For real?
Yeah, like not messing around.
Jeremy spoken.
My letter is...
Yeah. Hey, here they come. Come on, let's get ready. I'm on a single bass.
Just sing on key.
All right, boys. Bass.
One, two, three, four.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
When they go and, like, zoom in on her, it's, like, it's definitely, like, a weird little moment.
I mean, it looks like she's having, like, this complete bout of existential dread.
Yeah, like... Let's see if I can.
Here they come. Come on, let's get ready. I'm on a single bass.
Just sing on key, will you?
All right, boys. One, two, three, four.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature. Hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
This is where she pulls out a gun and just starts shooting something. And it's happiness is a, yeah, it's so strange. What's she holding there? It's like a little gift box. Oh, yeah, and they're saying Merry Christmas constantly.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Come on over here. To decorate this room?
You know, I think every pine cone from the Ponderosa is right here in this very room.
That's right. Now, here's the tree. You know, it's so tall, it goes all the way to the ceiling.
Does it have an angel on top?
No. Well, it does. It's cute.
I don't know. Listen to what Adam says about it.
Yeah. He kind of embellishes.
The most wonderful angel you could ever imagine.
Womp, womp.
With pink wings and a golden halo.
And over here is a feast fit for a queen.
Turkey and cranberry sauce and apple pie and dumplings.
Now, this doesn't look so bad. The turkey looks a little bit questionable. I mean, it's probably fine. But look at the size of those pine cones. What the hell is this?
That's kind of crazy.
Where do you get pine cones at?
You brought your appetite with you.
I'm not very hungry.
Well, I sure am.
Well, you all.
Wonderful. Look at that.
Ho, 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 ho! And a Merry Christmas to all!
Well, look who just came down the chimney.
Somebody came special to wish you Merry Christmas.
Who came down the chimney? And is it Jeremy?
Jeremy. Wait, who? Let's see if we can. You know what it is? This has like the lyrics, so I can like look for it.
Oh, right.
But I'm still like fast. Here we go. All right. I have to look at his silly face when he's singing.
Nicholas himself.
Ho, 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 ho!
Those are some crazy eyebrows.
And what would this sweet little girl like for old Santa to bring her for Christmas, huh?
Just stop grabbing me.
Right, can you stop grabbing me like I'm a Barbie doll?
Oh.
I know who it is. It's...
Is it... No, it's not Jeremy. Whoops. Jeremy, I might have to
call. Toss.
Hoss? I don't know no horse. I'm Santa Claus.
You can't fool me.
I'm Santa Hoss.
Me, Hoss.
My letter is T. My sound
it's
is.
It's like Grandpa's beard.
Except not all, like, full of bugs and filth.
Mm-hmm.
And silt.
Well, let's have a little music here and liven things up. How about a couple of carols before supper?
All right. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyous and triumphant.
Yeah, so again, it's shooting the gun.
I'm the law. They go out and he's like...
Welcome to the Ponderosa, Zechariah.
Don't hand me no welcomes, mister. I don't want no part of your world, you hear?
Well, then what do you want?
You stole something from me.
Stole something from me?
You know what I'm talking about? My granddaughter. I aim to speak to her.
I mean, let's just kind of break this down a little bit here. He shows up at the Ponderosa, fires his gun. They go out, and he is, like, saying this kind of unhinged stuff while pointing his gun the entire time.
The only thing missing here is this.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, Zechariah.
Don't hand me no welcomes, mister. I don't want no part of your world, you hear?
Well, then what do you want?
You stole something from me.
Stole something from me?
You know what I'm talking about? My granddaughter. I aim to speak to her.
I mean, like, put the gun away.
Stop pointing it at her head. Yeah, it's... The whole thing is very, very questionable. It's
like, Jack!
Where are you?
Jack!
Just put your hand out, and when you feel the gun, that's when you know you find your grandfather.
Stick your finger out, and when you feel the nozzle, the opening... All right, so this is terrible. This is one of the worst.
Be safe, right?
I mean, it's like calling your dog, right? It's...
Whee! Jack! Grandpa!
I mean, I just, like, whenever I see in these shows, people kind of just, like, throwing guns around to you. Like, this
yeah, that's true.
Because I'm like, this just really doesn't seem safe.
Yeah, like... Don't stop banging on the ground for one thing.
Glad you came.
Like, we don't get a tear from this guy. We don't get any level of emotion whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Any evidence that he's normal or kind or
right
anything, or even that he has any connection to the outside world.
Well, and that's kind of the other thing of this episode, where it's like, okay, understandably the guy is kind of like messed up after like what he went through.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But there's like not even a glimmer of a sign that he like kind of wants to reform at all, or kind of like, you know, kind of get back to like a more normal life. There's like no really sign of redemption other than that he shows up to get the girl, but like freaking almost shot her. I mean, like, what? Again, like, seriously, like, this is the second time that he's just fired his gun, like, when she's, like, in close proximity.
Right. It's true. And it's kind of like, you know, you can knock on the door, right? You don't have to fire your gun. And, like, she's crying. I'd be crying, too. I'd be scared.
She looks, yeah, right. She looks older than her husband, I think.
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's why they have to adapt.
She's like, I picked up the book. It's like, when we run out of firewood, we can burn this book.
There's food inside, Zechariah, and a warm fire. We'd be mighty pleased, and Gabrielle would be too, if you came in and joined us.
Now you're speaking for her.
Right, right, right.
Grandpa, please come in.
There ain't no place for me, child. My home's up on the mountain, in the wind and the snow.
I don't like houses with windows.
But you just have to see the beautiful Christmas tree. It's got an angel on top with a golden halo.
Have you tried
It's the very most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
You've ever seen? You can't see nothing, child.
But I yep. can.
Someone had to Big say storm. It.
It's just, yeah, like, he's really ready to spend time with a little kid.
Grandpa?
Who's blind.
Somehow I can. Inside, I can see.
Oh, yeah!
She sure did.
Can you see me?
Yes, Grandpa.
Yes, sweetie.
And I love you, Grandpa, very much.
May I quote you on that?
I'll go and look at the tree.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon I'll go look at the tree.
I like it. Maybe stay for a little while?
I'll stay with you a little while, Mr. Cartwright.
I reckon.
Maybe move in?
Right, that's the way it sounds. I reckon I can just sleep in this barn. Don't forget your gun. I'm surprised the horse has just stayed there after he fired the gun. You see a bullet? You see, like, a shotgun hole, like, right here from firing into the house?
And the horse is like, he like fires the gun, and the horse is just like, this guy again.
The horse is dead. He shot the horse. Oh, poor horse. It's Merry Christmas. That was Rudolph. You killed Rudolph. Well, that's it. Not the most Christmassy of episodes, but it was cute.
A little Christmas party, and the singing was kind of nice. It was nice seeing them decorate the tree.
Yeah, the tree was very nice. Let's not
Haas with Santa.
Let's not ignore. Yeah, Santa Haas.
I think it would be funny if, just for a few episodes after this, with no explanation, he just keeps dressing as Santa.
There's the thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of ugly.
It kind of looks like. I mean. It looks like she made it, if in all fairness, which is good. That's nice. And it's really close to that candle, it looks like.
It is, yes.
It's a good way to start a fire. But yeah.
I was wondering, the really large pine cones, do you think that they came from a ponderosa pine?
I would say that's probably exactly where they came from.
Well, I mean, because that is actually like a type of pine tree.
You know, we talked about this before. Large pine cones, types of pine tree. The big ones are Coulter pine. But those are from Southern California. So I'm going to look up pine cone from Ponderosa pine.
Size.
Well, I would I'll bring you the picture. I mean, that one kind of looks, that's like one of those big ones.
3 to 6 inches long and 2 to 4 inches wide. I mean, it could be like 6 by 4.
If I had to say whether these were the same as this, I'd say so.
Yeah,
size.
So I Googled size, and it said 3 to 6 inches long and 2 to 4 inches wide. Hmm. So it could be like 6 by 4.
I reckon.
Oh, look at the tree.
The ones around here look like poops or something. They don't, they're like very, like they're long. Like they're not, I don't know. They're not like the nice big decorative ones.
I want footage of, like, after they're in there, he's just, like, gnawing on a pine cone.
We have turkey and cranberry sauce and apple pie and dumplings.
Okay. Dumplings?
Mmm.
Yeah, and no Hop Sing. So it's kind of, you know, Hop Sing is working at the Chinese food restaurant for Christmas. For them Jews. That's what we do for Christmas. Although this time, I mean, you know, Hanukkah is not really a food holiday to me. So
donuts.
Yeah, donuts, exactly. The Festival of Lights. You have to, everything that's fried. So latkes, French fries, donuts. a lot of breakouts, like acne breakouts after the holidays.
Sure.
A lot of why do I have zits at 51?
Yeah.
Seriously, I got a zit the other day. I'm like, when does this stop? Like, dude, are you kidding me?
It does. Yeah.
Like, you're joking?
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually kind of getting one like on my chin this week. And I was like
enough.
What?
I've had it. You have two kids. Enough. You've gone through life. Like, have I not been tortured enough?
Yeah.
I need to have a little welt growing under my skin.
Yeah, I know, right? So then, like, when my kids, like, get, like, their first one, I'll be like, welcome to the rest of your life.
Right, exactly. Send me a postcard when you're 60.
Yeah.
Jeez. But Merry Christmas, Kelly. I hope you and your family have a wonderful Christmas.
Thanks. I hope you enjoy your Hanukkah donuts.
It's going to rock.
With your jelly Hanukkah donut. Breakout.
Hanukkah breakout. Everything's oily. Jeremy. I was looking for everything like Jeremy Christmas, but nah. But yeah, like we'll just, maybe we'll leave on that note of, what is this intro thing? It does this every single time. I guess that's like the beginning of their video. But yeah, this is the new official Christmas song.
Right.
And by the way, they play the song probably at least 16 times a day on SiriusXM.
Oh, they play it all the time.
This and they probably don't play Even Flow as much as they play Jeremy.
Yeah, they play it all the time.
It's like seemed a little, a harmless little, and it says on the screen, censored. Censored. Well, yeah, again, have a very Merry Christmas. And yeah, I can't wait for Hanukkah. And it all is aligned this year, so it's even more wonderful. And we're going to put this episode out sooner than later. So people should head over to Landon Nation on Facebook, but check out our other podcasts. We have
Dr.
Quincast. And we also have, Walnut Grove Cast. It's just kind of part of the mix. But if you have any ideas or anything, reach out to us. And that's it.
Bye.
I know. I don't have an ending. But see you next year.
Hard.